श्रीमाल भक्तिरोपस्थित गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। तदीय विरोधी बड़ा महामहोत्सव की जय। सभा श्रीमन महाप्रभु की जय। रूपानुग गुरुवर्ग की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। स्वामी वैष्णव मंडली की जय। गौर परमानंद टुडे डिसेपरेंट स्टेल गुरु महाराज 1988 12 अगस्त 48 it is that here in Bhagavan Kuti Sri Navadvip Dham Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mart Srila Narottam Das Thakur and other dignitary Vaishnava writer, they express their heart, how much they are feeling separation from their guru or dignitary Vaishnava. Or their association. We have no that kind of feelings, no doubt. But still we are praying to Lord Krishna, we will get that feelings of separation. Long time. In this material world time, we try to serve Srila Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. But there were so many varieties, kind of situation, and we cannot understand really the glory of Srila Guru Maharaj. If we not will get association of His divine graces, God brothers and other dignitary Vaishnavas association, it was my feeling. Always living with Guru Maharaj, then ordinary behavior naturally we have with Him. We are feeling His divine grace and He is the supreme, merciful to the conditioned soul like us. But still that feeling is not well with us because our material brains and feelings not giving transcendental connection, always sometimes giving, no doubt. But sometimes we are getting very clearly His divine graces glorification when we are hearing from His dignitary God brothers. Sripad Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj, Sripad Bhakti Taranga Gosai Maharaj, Sripad Bhakti Keshav Maharaj, Sripad Nasingh Maharaj, Sripad Mahananda Prabhu, that means Paramahansa Maharaj, Madhusudan Maharaj, Bhagavad Maharaj, so many God brothers of Guru Maharaj. and especially Sripa Swami Maharaj given much inspiration to us about Srila Guru Maharaj, then we understand who is Guru Maharaj. When they are glorifying Srila Guru Maharaj, then we have something understand about Srila Guru Maharaj. Otherwise, always we are living with him like material connection. And not, it is purified connection we are getting. But with Vaishnava association, we are feeling so much glorious of Srila Guru Maharaj. Especially when Srila Puri Maharaj coming and telling Guru Maharaj's glories, and which way he stopped by Srila Prabhupada to sing Sirupa Manjani Pada, say Manasam Pada, and he is very happily telling to us, yeah, Srila Sridhar Maharaj only qualified to sing that song, Prabhupada Sarva Thakur, given him that position. Then we know Sridhar Maharaj is the supreme in our sampradaya, especially Rupanuga sampradaya. You see, the Rupa Goswami Prabhu, this song composed and sang by Narottam Thakur. But Narottam Thakur not disciple of Rupa Goswami. He is disciple of Loganath Prabhu. Loganath Goswami. But when he expressed within this song his heart, and that is very miraculous and super thing. And someone song he told, yeah, when this Loganath Goswami will take my hand and offer to Rupa Goswami for the service of Radharani. This is his feelings, he told in song. Then we can understand the Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, when there was so many dignitary Vaishnavas and Prabhupada ordering, Prabhupada ordering everyone some song. Haripada Vidyaradna, Tumudaya Sagara Tarayita Parni, this song for him, that song for him, that song for him, that song for him. But Sirupa Manjari Pada for Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj that time resting, 4 o'clock, up to 4 o'clock Guru Maharaj duty was Srila Prabhupada's room. And after that he went for lying down, actually not sleeping. And Prabhupada Sarasvati would call him and told Sridhar Maharaj, you sing the song. Guru Maharaj hesitating because Guru Maharaj was not good singer. He is thinking so many great singers he had seated and hesitating. And Kunja Babu, who was the super manager of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he told, okay, the Puri Maharaj, so his name was Pranamananda Prabhu that time. Pranamananda Prabhu, you sing this song. And his order is order, like Prabhupada's order. But Prabhupada cannot tolerate. He started to sing that song and Prabhupada told, stop it, please. This song will sing Siddharma. Then everyone understands what is the fact. And later we will see the so many dignitary godbrothers of Guru Maharaj. Super, super position they have. They've taken sannyas from Srila Guru Maharaj. Sannyas mantram, super mantram, and that mantram he taken from Guru Maharaj. Even Madhav Maharaj, he taken sannyas from Vaikanath Maharaj. But before that, he came to Guru Maharaj and taken that mantram. And they are telling or not, I do not know, but I heard from Guru Maharaj. And name, the bhakti, Dvaita Madhav, that name also Guru Maharaj given to Madhav Maharaj. And you know, Keshav Maharaj was the manager of Mayapur. And he was the head chief in Mayapur, and he taken sannyas from Guru Maharaj. So many things in history. Yes, Srila Swami Maharaj came to take sannyas from him. But Guru Maharaj's relationship was his family closer. And Guru Maharaj thinking, if sannyas will take Swami Maharaj sannyas from me, then his family will come and chastise me and giving me trouble. Then Guru Maharaj told, you little wait, 6 months wait, and go somewhere and stay. Swami Maharaj told, no, I have no time. Immediate I want to take sannyas. Then Guru Maharaj told, then you can go to Keshav Maharaj. My mantram with Keshav Maharaj. And from there, and he will must give to you. And he taken care from Keshav Maharaj. Etc., etc., so many history. But actually, long time Srila Guru Maharaj served, he shown his service to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And first time impression was Srila Saraswati Thakur about Srila Guru Maharaj. Jajjaka Sarati Sreshta Stata Devi Tarujana Sajat Pramanam Kurute Lokastadana Vartate. Means a superman, when doing something, others also following his footpath. Shrestha person, personality, what doing, others following him. So you come in Mahaprabhu's line and taken shelter to Mahaprabhu's feet, then to see you, many will come and join. Here was main thing that Guru Maharaj born in Brahmin family, and very exalted Brahmin family that time. India famous Brahmin family. Actually, anywhere of India, they are qualified Pandit section. They know a Pandit group in Purbasthali. That name was Purbasthali, not Hapaniya. They do not know, but they know that zone is Purbasthali zone. And they are Bhattacharya family. And Prabhupada also knows Bhattacharya family. Guru Maharaj father, Upendra Chandra Vidyaratna, his father Gopal Nairatna, his father something like that. And Guru Maharaj was highly qualified. And from childhood, Srila Guru Maharaj was Sanskritian. Class 8, he is reading that time, he composed Sanskrit sloka. That was his quality. Because his family that time was very enriched with Sanskrit language. Later, that culture gone. At present, still there is some Sanskrit culture. Dibyendu Prabhu, who is his brother's son, his wife is master in Sanskrit. Still, she is, maybe she retired, I do not know. But she is qualified in Sanskrit. Dibyendu qualified in Sanskrit. And they are one, two boys in qualified in Sanskrit. Still they are in family. Anyhow, but time of Srila Guru Maharaj, that time culture was very strong. And some Shastri, he also came to visit Hapaniya, Okosa, where Guru Maharaj is studying. Gyatam gyatam janagana mano mohan chandra kalpa vidya jyoti prabala vibhasito seshulu srila shasti parama kripaya gaura chandra upasaya. Like that sloka in the time of Guru Maharaj's brother composed. And Guru Maharaj also composed some sloka that time, class 8, really. Anyhow, every day Guru Maharaj was very renounced mentality. And every day he is going and bathing in Ganges and taking some Ganges water. And there was one field, they are growing the lotus in that field. And Guru Maharaj is taking from there some lotus and giving to Lord Shiva Ganges water and lotus. Offering Lord Shiva, sitting there sometimes, then coming back to his house and taking breakfast. That was his youngest, we heard from Guru Maharaj. And finally he took a decision. Yeah, he will take sannyas life or not. And not only that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line is all line. But externally he shown he has taken decision in Lord Shiva. Jamalpur, there is Lord Shiva. And he is giving every day lotus to Lord Shiva there. And taken permission, Lord Shiva, and joined Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur in Mayapur. And in his young age, he organized Sankirtan in Hapaniya. Village Sankirtan every year happening in Raro Desh. They are following every year the Sankirtan, Vaisakh Mas and Chaitra Mas. That 2 months they are village Sankirtan doing. And Guru Maharaj organized Sankirtan in Hapaniya. He started from Hapaniya. I make there some Chobutara in front of our mart, Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Ashram. There I make some remembrance of Srila Guru Maharaj, Sankirtan Yajna. He started in young age and he was very renounced mentality. Do not want to enter into family life. That was his nature. Anyhow, he joined in Srila Prabhupada's mission and living little hidingly, but who is qualified, he knows his glories. And everyone respecting him so much. But finally, when he preached in UP side, Karachi side, Bombay side, South India, the mission of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he preached Chaitanya mission. That time, his quality he shown, you know, no one can defeat him. And everyone defeated by him. And 2-3 times he defeated Digvijay Pandit also in South India. That story you know. Anyhow, when he preached all over India, and very gloriously, Prabhupada Saraswati wants to send him to London preaching for London. But he hesitated. Two cause Guru Maharaj told us, I cannot follow their intonation.
First thing.
Can't
follow intonation and not inclined to mix.
Yeah. But Prabhupada's desire I know, he want to acquire, conquer that country through his preaching. And that will be best if Goswami Maharaj will go there and he preach. And he suggested Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, and Saraswati Thakur happily taken his suggestion. And he sent Goswami Maharaj to preach in London. But Guru Maharaj told, one way it was very good, because I stayed last time with Srila Saraswati Thakur, and some service, personal service I given that time to Srila Saraswati Thakur. That was very good for me. And Saraswati Thakur, he also believed and depend upon me for his society, sampradaya, and he given me charge to send Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Then it was good for me one way. And I am happy. But I have some desire to make one mission in London. When that opportunity comes, he expressed that desire. And there are some associates of ISKCON who join in Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. They tried and make one center there, 49 Dalhi Road. And Guru Maharaj was also very happy. And in his will, he mentioned that name. But that mat stolen by the grace of Krishna. And church come to me to make again it. And with Sripad Sagar Maharaj, I tried to make that ashram. And finally successful. But ashram is very little. But good ashram, no problem. Very little means there we have at least 300 devotees, but cannot accommodate inside, possible. Then we want to make one mission there. But finally I have seen who will do or not to do and how much will take time. I do not know, but immediate I want to settle there something. Then I happily make there one small house and ashram is very good ashram. 5-6 rooms and kitchen, etc., and some garden. There also we make some room. And underground one big room, etc., etc. It is 466
Green Street.
There. Anyhow, now running there, the devotee, and I am also trying heart and soul as possible by me. Anyhow, Guru Maharaj was fully satisfied with us. And last first time of Srila Guru Maharaj was happy. Srila Guru Maharaj was happy with us. And so many surrendered soul, Vaishnava, they joined with Guru Maharaj and arranged to glorify Guru Maharaj's mission and very happily it is spreaded all over the world. And especially Srimad Bhakti Sudhi Goswami Maharaj is seated here. He taken Guru Maharaj's all lecture and make 6 books, 7 books, maybe. Satwar Sri Krishna, first book, Guru and His Grace, Golden Volcano, Divine Love, and Loving Search for the Lost Servant, Subjective Evolution, Guardian of Devotion, etc. And this all books, different kind of languages, also printed. And now all over the world it is spreaded. Not only books spreaded Krishna consciousness through the books of Srila Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj was very happy with this and given much his mercy to Sipat Gosai Maharaj and others who helped him. And now we are enriched with so many books, almost 300 books. 270 it was 2-3 years before. And now more books come. Then almost 300 books, different kind of languages we have. And in our mot for display of this book, Maharaj arranging so much in that house, Sevak Bhavan, downstairs. Our preaching mission all over the world now famous, especially America, London, Russia, Siberia, Brazil, Australia, Singapore, Mauritius, China, Everywhere our mission is gloriously manifested. And now in Russia, within a few days, we'll start a big missionary preaching work. It will be up to 26 or 27 August. And not matter of joke. Siberia, Ukraine, Eskimo. We have a disciple in Eskimo section. It is miracle. In Brazil, there is so many disciples. Last point of world. Upper section, lower section, both enlightened. Actually, I am very happy to say our Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and never being sunset. Sunset never happening. Suryasto jayana Chaitanya Saraswat Math. When sun rising in Calcutta, they are already sunset in
Sokel.
Yes. And 13 hours different with Sokel. Srila Guru Maharaj has given so much mercy all over the world and every country.